Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Chayyarim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, and we're learning the end of Siman Gimel. So the Chayyarim introduced the concept in Siman Gimel of the requirement of ksitza, a person has to be paid. He said in a scenario where a person is not paid, so he's doing it clearly just for the tzarech of the Yisrael, he's considered the shluch of Yisrael. But then he continued, and he said in the scenario where a person received it on Revi or Chamishi, and then he said he added in a scenario where it's given not a case of ksitza, but it's possible he can complete the work before Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. And if it's earlier in the week, even if it's not going to be completed before Shabbos, it's going to be mutter, unless it's obvious that it's the work of a Jew. Now, we're going to clarify in the next siman. This is all a requirement where the person has undertaken to do a job, not to work for the Jew as a worker. So he's undertaken to do this job. It's really his own job that he's not contracted to do. So the fact that he's doing it on Shabbos is really his own business. The problem is it looks like he's the Shluch of Yisrael. So if it's earlier in the week, it does not look like he's there to be the Shluch of Yisrael when he does it on Shabbos. Unless it's obvious that it's the work of a Jew, then we're machmer. V'shlichas Yigeres, the last line of the Siman Gimel. V'shlichas Yigeres havi malacha nikeres yisho Yisrael im hik miksav Yehudis. A letter which is written in Yiddish or in Hebrew. So it's obvious to people when they see it that the address is a Jewish address, or the person who's sending it is a Jewish person, so he's doing it the Tzarech Yisrael. So that would go under this umbrella of something which is obvious, that's Malacha Shei Yisrael, which a person should be. In a case where he's a Kabbalah, like we'll see in the next siman, but there wasn't Ketzitza, it was not Ketzitza, it wasn't a clear payment. It was given to him earlier in the week. Does not have time to finish before Shabbos. We said it's going to be mutter, unless it's obvious it's the work of a Jew. So he's saying that delivering a letter is obvious it's the work of a Jew, that he's doing work for the Jew. When welcome at Tzarech, he's going to be Mekel. Now, we need to clarify the halachas of using the postal system. On Arab Shabbos, earlier in the week, on Shabbos, express mail, where you're specifically saying it has to be delivered the next day. So the Chayyarim is going to come back to the halachas of the post in Siman Yud Aleph. He talks about something called the post. That's our post office, or the Doar. So we will see more about that, Bezes Hashem. We'll talk more about that, Bezes Hashem, in Siman Yud Aleph. So in Siman Dalet, the Chayyarim introduces the point which you've mentioned already, the pun Gimel. The third facet over here, the third facet of this heter, is Shal Yis Kher Yom El Bekablonus. He's not hired to do general work. He's hired specifically for this specific type of job. He's contracted for this job. El Bekablonus, it has to be Bekablonus. Pirish Kablonus, what does that mean? Shemekabal Lablasar Samalach Zuba Ad Sach Kach Mekach. So he's undertaken to do a specific type of job, and there is a payment. So the payment is the point of tzitza, which we just mentioned. Person can get paid as a salaried worker as well, but he's getting paid for this to accomplish a certain job. His payment is only when the job is finished, not for how many days that he worked, how many hours that he's worked. He's paid for the job. So that is going to be mutter as opposed to schayyam, which is aser. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's in Reish Mem Daled, it's in Sif Aleph, discusses what exactly is the logic behind why schayyam is aser and a kablan is mutter. So he says that a kablan, the work itself is what he's supposed to be doing. The schayyam, his primary point over here is the payment. The work is not his responsibility. the payment is what he's interested in. The head over here is based on the idea that the work is that belongs to the non-Jew. Well, in the case of the Seyarim, the work belongs to the Jew because the non-Jew is not specifically interested in any specific work. His point is to get his money. So he's doing the work of the Jew to get his money. So that obviously he's motivated because of the money, but it's the work for the Jew. The Kablan, is undertaking the specific work, so the work belongs to him. So he says that the Sekir Yom Ein Esek V'inyin Be'etzim HaMalacha V'ein Hi Nechshebes K'Malacha Shalo Ela Kols Schorehu Avur Yom HaAvoyle. He works for the day. L'chein Ein Kamanosa B'Avodosa Ligmer HaMalacha. His point is not to get the job done. Ela Rak La'Avod Eitzel HaYisrael Kol Yom K'nei Sheshalom Lo. He wants to work for the Jew, that the Jew should pay him. So it looks like he's doing b'shlichus shel Yisrael. But the Kablan, shemalacha hi shaloi, u'makabel schar rak kishigmer es kula, he gets paid when he finishes the job. So the job is his. So his goal over here is not to work for the Jew. His goal is to get the job done. That's what he wants to do. So his focus is on the job, not on the person that he's working for. So therefore, he does not appear to us as the Shliach Shel Yisrael, and that's why a Kablan is a required element to be matzah the Mir Lachem in these situations. Have a good day.